You should know better than to walk up to strangers. Do I look like a lost wolf to you? I'm not. You should mind your business before you run into someone who's not so forgiving. No scram. You're still following me. Are you stupid or something? Got nowhere else to go, is that it? Fine. Then follow me. If that's how you see me, some kind-hearted gentleman. You're out of your mind, more crazy than I gave you credit for. Do I look like that? I happen to be going through something right now, and I don't want to talk about what. You following me just adds to my list of problems. So, what interest do you have in a lone wolf like me? That's just an excuse. Your real reason must be something else. There it is. The truth seeps out from all of us, you know. So you were abandoned, huh? Tossed here when they found you like everybody else. I'm not going to judge you because it happened to all of us at one point. But why didn't you use the normal means? There's plenty of places that can take care of you. What? What did you just say? So, they tried to do what? Breaking the treaty like that. Fine, stay with me. But don't you ever go in my room at night. I'm warning you. You sleep on the couch. It's the best I can offer you. It's not that comfortable in this place. It's kind of run down. But I guess welcome to your temporary home. Get in before I change my mind. What? You're just staring at me. If you have something to say, just say it. So, let me get this straight. You're thinking about that. Right now, of all times. Why you? You're stubborn and you got guts. I'll give that to you. Guts that are more than most in this city. You do know who I am, don't you? What? You knew me, Chino. I see. So you were human, too, and became one of us. Damn, this keeps happening. It's dangerous. Really dangerous. It's the most we can do to survive here. And if they start branching out, then... No, never mind. It's not something for you to be concerned with. You've got bigger issues. Did it not occur to you? Little creature like you, puny compared to me, would be in danger of rooming with a wolf. So you're cocky, or just stupid. Now leave me alone. I said I'm going to be in my room. And if you open the door, well, Let's just say those worries of yours, sweetheart, will be the last thing you ever worry about. The last thing you ever feel or see. Just don't come in. So you're trying to talk through the door. That lonely? Fine. We can talk through the door for now. But no matter what I say, no matter what you do, don't open this door. Do I make myself clear? I mean it. So what's your name, anyways? Why does it not surprise me? The name sounds familiar. My name. That's easy. You can call me Ogami. Well, I'm not much of anything right now. Not anything that you need to concern yourself with, at least. That tenderness. You walk around as though you're advertising a tasty morsel. Nothing. It's this time of year. It drives me into a rut. My mind isn't with me, and my thoughts plague me with things that should never be said. I never want to hurt someone, but bestial desires are hard to fight. It takes everything I've got just to restrain all the things I wish to do. I still mean badly, but I'm saying all this to protect you. That's true. I don't know what to say. When I saw you, I wanted you to get far away, because I knew it was only a matter of time before I might get carried away. I might want someone soft like you. An animal who isn't just the talk, but doesn't fear anything, which is why you are so perfect, perfect storm that I wanted to ravage. But I held back. It's not fair to you. None of this is. It's a circumstance that nobody can prepare for, and it takes everything for me to stay locked in this room every night. It's agony. It is. And I want to remain myself. Not turn into a beast who acts on instincts. I hate that concept. That's why people fear us. Because of beasts like me. Animals. Even if we're not. Even if we try so hard, they fear us. They hate us. How does it feel? Being thrust from your life into this place. With animals everywhere. You're probably not at home at all. But I guess you're one too now. Not a bad looking one either. That's what made it so difficult. Because you're just my type, and I never mind. I want you. Of course I do. Don't ask stupid questions. I just said you're just my type. What kind of an idiot asked that of someone just a door away? Then what would you do if this door wasn't here? I could tell you what I would do, and I'm not proud of myself. I'm not even saying I would fully commit to something like that, but instincts, they're terrifying. That's why I'm trying to stay calm. It's why I didn't want to bring you into this. I knew it would be dangerous for you. I knew it wouldn't be fair. And yet here I am. Lost in the thought of taking you as my own. No. No, damn it. I'm more than a beast. No ruts. And no excuses. You're a fool, you know that. You should have left. You should probably go out to the streets, despite how it looks here. I'm proud of this city. I'm proud of the animals that live here, that were not just terrible. You're probably safer here than wherever you were before. That alone brings me solace. I'd be a liar if I said that I didn't want to ravage, that I didn't want to give in. What kind of beast wouldn't? And I am a fearsome beast at heart, but I'm also a person with morals and someone who doesn't ever want to let myself go over that line. Why do you talk to me like that? It's like you're tantalizing, offering yourself. Do you know what would even happen, you blithering idiot? No. No. You're just trying to help. I get it. You don't want me to have to be alone and deal with this, but what makes you think you could take me? What makes you think any of this would be safe? Any of this would be okay? That there would be anything left if you gave yourself to me? Fool. Don't go down that path. Don't sell yourself so short. You may have nothing now, but that doesn't mean you have to have nothing tomorrow, or the day after, or the day after that. I get it. You've got a big heart and a lot of energy, and even more care for others, empathy, whatever you want to call it. But a wolf in rut, a man on the edge, I wouldn't tempt your fate like that. You deserve better than someone who might hurt you. I'm not the easiest to deal with on a good day. And right now is definitely not a good day. You're too kind with your words, but it does help. So I'll thank you for that. I'll thank you for not treating me like a danger. Even if you're acting foolish, I'm as bad as you could imagine. I'm glad at least if I had to be trapped in an area with someone that they're fun to talk to like you. I just wish you weren't my type, so that I wouldn't keep thinking of you in that light. I apologize for how much my brain and body are at odds with each other right now. My heart is still here, but I'm trying desperately not to betray your expectations of me. I'm trying to be better. I've never given in to them. Not even once. Not in all these years. Sorry, I had a moment of weakness. Thinking of you. Thinking of the things we could have together. Thinking of the future if you just open that door. I'm the worst, aren't I? Even now, my hands are shaking and my heart is racing. Because I hope that you would. So I could tackle you to the floor. So that I could have you as my own. Mark you. Make you mine. Ignore my words. What do you mean? Did I mean it? Of course I meant it. Even if you're a blithering idiot, you should know. I mean these words. I am lonely. They don't call me a lone wolf because of how glamorous it is. Because it's a life that anyone wants or deserves. I want to be loved too. I want to feel alive. I want to feel someone touch me and feel me and not be afraid. Not trust me. And truly make me give up on being a lone wolf anymore. I don't want the fear of what I might do. To run the rest of my life into a mess. I know there's a lot to me that I can't apologize for. Because I've never committed a crime like that. But to be dealing with instincts at the forefront of my mind, struggling to maintain my humanity. Yes, I've always been like this, but what about it? I'm sorry. I'm sorry for all of this. You don't deserve it. You deserve better than a bastard like me. And why did you open the door? Close it! Close it immediately. Don't you dare hold me. Don't you dare. I'm warning you. You can't be here right now. No matter how much you embrace me, you're locked in with a beast. Don't you get it? The more my hands shake, my jaw slathers, my eyes fixated on you. Don't you understand? I can't help it. Please, stay away. I know you no doubt mean well, and maybe you're attracted to me, but this is a dangerous time. I could go too far, and I could hurt you. I don't want to hurt you. So please, please, don't. You're a fool. A bloody fool. Hugging me so tenderly. Making my heart race for more than instinct. I don't know how to feel. That's like you see me. Right through me. I'm sorry, but I want to touch you too. I want to hold you. I want to make you mine. So so badly. Can I? Yes. You're sure? But what if I hurt you? What if I... chance to get away and tougher than you look, huh? Fine, then don't be surprised if once I pounce on you, I go too far. Just keep this in case I get dangerous. Save yourself. Don't let me hurt you, okay? Don't be foolish. If it was that easy, then maybe I'm actually the fool. Then. Like that. I'm still beast. But when you kiss me, I feel more clear-minded. And yet my mind goes blank. I can only take so much before I lose my mind. Your kisses are sweet and addictive, like the most painful drug. Because I know I could hurt you, and I hate that. I don't want to, I don't. How can you be so sure that the throes of love would not harm you like this? Don't be so kind to me. I did mention a rat, but that you are not the shy type, are you? Getting right to the point of the steamy things, of the desires that bind us together like this. You are too much, not even hesitating. Well, then I won't stop you either. If you decide to be mine, it won't be halfway. Don't stop. That's exactly what I mean. Your madness just won't stop, huh? I don't regret it. I can't. I won't hurt you. I'll hold you. But it's hard when you're the one in control, ironically. Taming the beast with your mouth, huh? A devious task, but you're so good at it. You're so damn good at it. Then don't stop. Don't stop there. Just careful. I so many things because of you. I can't hold back. Can't even a little. How pathetic is it that someone I just met showed kindness on you? You're the one that saves me from this hell. Bullshit. It's not fair to you. It's not. I won't let you be the only one who does the saving tonight. You hear me? I won't. That's right, girl. You are with me right now, and so I won't disappoint. I can't disappoint you when you have that look on your face, and you just tended to my cock. As painfully aroused as I was, this rut doesn't end with just one time. You should leave now. You should. Before I... Fine. If you won't go, then spread those fucking legs. Spread those fucking legs and let me return the favor. Your scent is driving me wild. And your womanhood looks so inviting. So you can follow commands, can you? Good. And up you go. Look at me. That's it. Good girl. How's that tongue? You're not done yet. I'm sure about that. You want more just like me. Say it. Say it clearly. That's right. Say it like you mean it. Yeah. Yeah. Then I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you until you cry. Hands against the door. You're ready for me. I can tell. You're going to have the pussy worth nodding into. Focus on it. Focus on it. Yes. Yes. You wanted this, didn't you? I know you did. You can't hide it. When you're getting off to my biting of your shoulder, that collarbone between my jaws. And that pussy swallowing my cock like it needs it. Yes, yes. It gets. I claim you. I'll mark you and I'll make you mine. Yes, like that. I want more. More. You're inside servicing me. I love it. Your voice escaping is like candy. So sickeningly sweet. I want more. 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 You're mine now. You're mine now. You're mine now. And take that fucking knot. Come in. Slipping inside you, twitching. Fully inside you now. Oh God, did I go too far? Fuck. My mind was clouded. I need to breathe. And yet, have I done something unforgivable? Now kiss me like that, when it would be your heart that broke. I'm a monster. I gave in. I are you smiling? Don't you know I've done something I can't take back? Even if I wanted to pull out now, I couldn't. My knot's still stuck inside you. I'm stuck inside you. Still spraying so much. I didn't mean for this to happen. You did. Don't be stupid. I understand your sentiment, but don't be like that. You know, I'm dangerous. I could have hurt you. Don't be so kind to me. I won't know how to feel. And besides, I may have feelings for you, but that's because you're my type. And I, to be fair, don't know you yet that well. What do you mean it's enough? Stupid. You could have really been hurt. Don't give me that look. You only make me want to be with you more. Then I gotta go. I can't stay around you. What if I... Damn it. Don't look at me slyly. It's like you're bragging that my knot is inside you. Is this really what you want? You're sure of it? You promise it's what you want? I'll trust you for now. It's too late to go back. I guess I said all those things, but it was the rat talking, not me. I hope I didn't break your heart. I would never do that on purpose. I would never try to. I didn't mean to do something to go this far so fast. I've never been in love before, so won't you be patient with me?